Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Just like in Vrindavan, you have Varshana. There's
remain passed on, that they are referred to, is of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's requesting their Ekadasi offering to their Vishnu deity, to the deity that they had. At that time, when Chaitanya was young, he was only about 4 years old. And he feigned being sick, and he told his parents that at such and such distance there is Jagadish and Mahesh, and they're making offerings to the deity, so if you want me to get well, you bring that offering that they are cooking to the deity. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it known that it was a goddess. It was for a young child, it was unusual because we already made that kind of distinction. And when Jagadish and Mahesh, they were aware of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divinity, so when they heard that he actually wanted to eat the food offered to the deity, they were very happy. And they came and provided that foodstuff for him. And then it's described how later on they were sent to Jagannath Puri along with other devotees to preach. And from there they returned to a village in Bengal that is called Yashodhapuram, carrying Lord Jagannath on a stick, tied to a stick. I was tied to a stick because it required more than one person to carry him. Jagannath is very big. So it's tied to a stick, and both the deities and the stick are still present and worshipped in that village. This is the 11th chapter of Arilila, which talks of the expansions or the associates of Lord Nityananda. Indeed, for the most part of this Arilila, sometimes devotees have difficulty reading it and they like to skip to Maitra Lila because it begins with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in detail. The concluding portion are summaries of actually what Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. And but still, it's heavy going, especially certain places like the fifth chapter is very, very, very deep philosophy. But all of those portions, it would not be Arilila if it's not the first thing that one is required to read. And why does Kaviraj Goswami give it this required reading? Because by going through the trouble of reading, studying, and understanding the contents of those chapters, one will then have sufficient faith to believe in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, that these are not the pastimes of an ordinary person. They're not the pastimes of a mystic. Lord Chaitanya is not just a great devotee, but that he's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll start off with the introductory chapters of the spiritual masters, and then it goes into the truths of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chapter 2 is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's actual mission? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has two reasons for appearing. And chapter 3 describes the actual external reason for his appearance, and chapter 4 describes the internal reason. And internal reason, and also what is that actual treasury that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, this treasury of Raja Bhakti. And fifth chapter, in that sense, describes not only the basic principles of Sankhya philosophy, but it defeats many other types of philosophies that argue or debate Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And then most prominent of those is what? Is Maitreya philosophy. And so this the five features of Chaitanya, chapter 7, which Srila Prabhupada actually had printed as a separate little booklet that we used to distribute it in the very beginning as a separate book. From there on in, then the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the associates of Lord Nityananda, the associates of the great Acharya, other devotees, these are also there. So, what is the truths of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda? In other words, the Panchatattva, who are they? And to show that they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the essential philosophy or the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is actually giving the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna says, Mami, Kam Sharanam Bhaja, Aham Kam Sava Bhakti, Vyomok Shashyami, and Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. And how is he giving it? Sangha, Upanga, Parshada, Asuram, along with his various different associates. And who are his associates? They're not ordinary people. So just like here, it says, Krishna Prima Mitavasa. It's just showering love of God. We read about love of God, but when you read the word prema, it's as easy to read as, I don't know, some of the words, seven up or something. It looks like a word on paper. But reading it, reading about it, and possessing it, and actually being a beneficiary of a shower of prema, is a very different thing. And for that, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, and throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, he points out that the devotees who have great faith and hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya's tasting and appreciating Krishna's pastimes, they will attain love for Krishna and love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply by that process. But one has to have proper faith. Otherwise, just like the word prema looks like a five-letter word on paper, they will remain knowledge, it will remain information, but it cannot be realized substance. And here it's very interesting how the whole tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being described to us, all of the associates of the Lord, sometimes some little brief little history, because Sangha, Upanga, Parshada, Ashradam, because these are all part of the Lord's, they are his associates, they are his expansions, they are different features of the Supreme Lord, and they are inseparable from him. So we want to actually understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if we want to really understand his incarnation, we have to understand his devotees. And just having faith in that. So now Ramdas Thakur says, Gaurangira Sangamali Nitya Siddha Karimani. If you just have faith that they're Nitya Siddhas, you become liberated. Faith is such a powerful thing. Of course, it requires more than just that I have faith that they're liberated. If you have faith that they're liberated, then you also follow their teachings. Then you also follow their example. Then we also follow their method of service to Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Jagadish Pandit, interesting, his wife's name is Dukini, which means very sad. Of course, devotees are never very sad. And why would someone be sad? It's also an expression of separation from love from Krishna. When someone's separated from Krishna, then they are Dukini. Actually, it's an expression of ecstasy, but still, they're used the word Dukini and Mahesh. I believe these two, Jagadish Pandit and Mahesh Pandit, they're incarnations of some of the wives of the Yajna Brahmins. In the same way that Krishna sent the cowherd boys, when Krishna was herding cows, and when he sent the cowherd boys, which is a pastime which just preceded the Govardhan Puja ceremony. So in the village of Pratva, which is just on the border of Braj, just on the way to Mathura, wasn't delivered by Krishna's arrangement, so they didn't have anything to eat. So Krishna said, go back from these yapi brahmins, they're performing a big sacrifice, they're making so many offerings, go ask them in the name of Balaram, and then you can mention my name also. Krishna was very sensitive to the psychology of the brahmanas, because according to common knowledge, he was a Vaishya, he was the son of a cowherd, but everyone knew that Balaram was the son of Vasudeva. So at least he was a Kshatriya, they'd be more inclined to give Dakshina to a Kshatriya or to feed a Kshatriya, but they wouldn't do it. They didn't want their sacrifice to be disturbed. So they asked, and they told them, go away, don't bother us. So they came back. And Srila Prabhupada uses this as an example, and Krishna also tells the cowherd boys that in the process of begging, which is also part of our culture is that Brahmacharya Gurukul Vasadanta Gurukul, the Brahmacharya lives in Gurukul, and he goes out and he begs on behalf of the spiritual master, begs some grains, begs some donation. Why begging? Because when you beg, then you're in a very lowly position. And when Krishna, for instance, went and lived with Sanipani Muni, even though he was then recognized as son of a king, but still, or at least the grandson of a king, Ugrasen's grandson, but still, he would go out and beg, and he would go out and collect firewood. But this concept of begging is another form of that we do is, for instance, distributing books. We distribute transcendental knowledge, and at the same time, we ask people to give a donation towards the printing of the book and towards the maintenance of the temple. It puts one in a humble position, and that humble position is something that is very good, because without learning humility, one can't actually really be a Vaishnava. Krishna doesn't accept anyone as a Vaishnava unless they're humble. And we see the example of Vaishnavas, Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, here in Chaitanya Charitamrita says that I'm just like the worm in stool. How does it go? What is the Bengali? He says, I'm like Jagannamada, I'm lower than Jagannamada, I'm just like the worm in the stew. He's not writing that because people will think that looks pretty good, he must be really humble. No, he's actually feeling like that. Why should I feel like that? Love, here we read about this prema varsha. Love doesn't go somewhere where there's no humility. Someone may have knowledge, they have men with great knowledge, but if they don't have humility, then they can't attain this love. When Kashmiri Pandit came and challenged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I hear that you're a great Pandit, I've come to argue with you. Lord Chaitanya said, I don't need to debate, you don't need to debate with me. He says, no, you must debate with me. He was very, very proud. He was proud of his learning. And even though at night, Goddess Saraswati actually revealed to him, he says, the reason you lost this debate is because you're debating with my husband. He's not an ordinary person, he's the Supreme Lord. But still then, why didn't Kashmiri Pandit stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why did he go away? Because he went away. Why does he go away? But still, he was contaminated by this learning, I'm a great scholar. And somehow or another, he needed to actually free himself from that type of mood mentality, because amongst Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, there was no real room for that type of mentality. And another example that comes up at great length in Antyalila is that of Balabhacharya, who's called a great scholar, very learned, But there was constant friction between him and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees because he was very proud. He was proud of his learning. And the result of that proud of his learning, for instance, he even dared to criticize Sridhar Swami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya read that, he said, anyone who criticizes the Swami, I consider to be a prostitute, which is a pretty heavy thing to say to another Vaishnava in an assembly of Vaishnavas, because they were in an assembly. So pride of learning, pride of wealth, pride of beauty, so many things. Kunti Devi says, Janma Aishwarya Shuddha Shivir, Hida Bhanama Punam, Maivara Akyata Bhanama, Tvam Akinchana Gochara. One should be Akinchana Gochara. In other words, he should be impoverished. Impoverished doesn't mean that you just have no money. Impoverished also means you feel I'm nothing. Akinchana Gochara, I'm nothing. I don't have. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prema Gandhasu. I don't have even a width of love of God. So that's how devotees do it. And for that reason, it's very important to adopt all of those types of practices that help us to become humble. One is that when Kaviraj Goswami writes a third of Chaitanya Charitamrita with lengthy philosophy, is that we don't skip what he's written, but we accept, I must worship these words with my intelligence. Bhagavad Gita ends like that, worshiping Krishna's words with intelligence. But maybe I understand it, maybe I don't understand it, but still it's my duty to do that. Why? Because this great acharya has written this, and not only that, Srila Prabhupada is staying up all night and he's writing his commentary. Unless we apply ourselves to hearing Srila Prabhupada's books, to reading Prabhupada's books, to studying Srila Prabhupada's books, how can we be Srila Prabhupada's followers? How can we stand in front of Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada's main mission was to actually educate his devotees, his disciples, and his followers. And can't be humble. What does it mean that I don't read Srila Prabhupada's books? I'm so busy. I'd be too busy. Prabhupada was also very busy, but he wasn't too busy to write them. Therefore, we can't be too busy to read them. So, doing justice to Srila Prabhupada's work, respecting Srila Prabhupada's mission, respecting what Srila Prabhupada wanted, again, helps us to become humble, hearing and accepting what Srila Prabhupada has said, and accepting it with full faith helps us to become humble. So faith, humility, of course there are so many other qualities that are also required, but in order for us to also become fortunate, Gauranga Sanghimani Nitya Siddha Paramahaya. So in order to become qualified like these Nitya Siddha associates of the Lord, to apply ourselves. You have to do something. It just doesn't happen here. It appears like that. How does he say it? I'm looking at the wrong verse.
That one wants it so much that devotees have actually come to the
stage of crying, which interestingly enough, Srila Prabhupada said is a very easy thing to do. At least for Prabhupada, it was an easy thing to do. He says one should learn this very simple art of crying for Krishna. So if you're crying for Krishna. So when he does become qualified, yes, then by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, then this prema varsha, and then the shower of love of God, it will come, at least it will come, and it comes through the grace of such personalities as Mahesh Pandit and so on. So the more we hear of these devotees, the more we hear of devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we hear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, particularly when we hear how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about Krishna, which is a very interesting thing, because we have Srimad Bhagavatam, where we're directly reading Krishna's pastimes. And then we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, where we're reading about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing Krishna's pastimes. And of the two, the latter is easier. It's easier because to hear Krishna's pastimes through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes the whole process so much easier, because it's already been digested for us. When Lord Chaitanya is reading verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, he then explains them. Until he then is full of all these things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes a verse, or Sarvadhamma Goswami quotes a verse, and then Lord Chaitanya explains it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us, shows us how to actually meditate upon these statements of Srimad Bhagavatam, how to be absorbed in the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. And particularly because Krishna is understood through Krishna Prema, the Deity. This Prema, this will come to us through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it becomes much easier for us. Of course, all of Srimad Bhagavatam is not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent all of his time with his associates hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Portions of those are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That we can study, and then that same process we can also apply to Srimad Bhagavatam. We see that when Lord Chaitanya just heard one verse, then he just went on and on and on glorifying that particular verse. What does it actually mean? What is the consequence of that verse? And this is actually what Srimad Bhagavatam class is all about. We also take one verse, and then in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described one verse, then we also try to unpack now what is the meaning of those verses. Here following on, from here it is stated that the 16th disciple of Nityananda Prabhu was Dhananjayananda. He was very renounced and always merged in love of Krishna. And Mahesh Pandit, the 7th and 12th of the Gopas, was very liberal. In great love of Krishna, he danced to the beating of kettlebells like a madman. We constantly hear this thing, read these things. That's why I made this point earlier, that this word prema, it just appears over and over and over again. And we become accustomed to it, we become seeing it. But at the same time, it is prema kumarato maha, it is the paramarata, it is the topmost, the most valuable thing that one can attain in this world, but it is very, very rare. And it's very, very difficult to get. And unless devotees are determined to acquire it, unless they do the appropriate work to attain it, which means to try to qualify themselves, to try to purify their heart, it may take a long time. So Krishna says, yes, it may take a very long time. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, it also described like that. That what is the verse? If one chants Hare Krishna with offense, then only after many lifetimes. And it's Babu Janma.
What is it? Savana Kirtan.
If one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with offense, then it may take many, many lifetimes. I'll remember. Premata, yes. Bhagavatam, for many lifetimes in your own, so there has to be that appropriate effort. So we're given inspiration through the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, how the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself tastes these waves of love of God, how did his associates also, and how did some of those people who actually had no qualification, how did they become benefited by the Lord Chaitanya's mercy? By reading about that, we can also become similarly qualified and hopefully also one day become as fortunate as these other great Vaishnavas, because there is this great Varsha, there is this great shower. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unleashed the shower of love for God. Somehow or other, we have these umbrellas of material desire and so on that we're hiding under. It keeps us from getting wet, it keeps us from being sprinkled. These things we need to actually move away so that we can get the full benefit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and those of his associates. Hare Krishna. Let me stop there, and someone would like to add something. Bhagavatam Mahaprabhu, Shabanakirtana, Shalmasumi.
Same aspiration to Prabhupada built this house where we really understand satsanga, Kula Krishna and how to do the satsanga.
Yeah, Lava Mantra, Shadu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Vora. It shows the potency of satsanga. It doesn't mean that all I have to do is be free for 1/11 of a second and I attain Siddhi. It can happen like that when the sadhu is thus qualified and the person associating with it is thus qualified, the potency of association is such that it can happen. But generally, it will also mean that you have to learn the process of association and it will take longer. It can happen like that, but it will take longer. So it's an example, it's a scriptural statement which is meant to glorify the potency of something, satsanga. Just like, you know, the story, pigeon goes around, flies around the temple, flies around once, and the second time around, the eagle catches him and eats him, and he goes back to Vaikuntha. So it shows the potency of circumambulating the temple. But there's a lot of pigeons flying around the temple dying, and they're not necessarily all going back. On that incident, it shows, just to give the example of what the potency is, or, you know, the mouse burns his whiskers and, on the ghee lamp, and therefore he dies. But it's not necessarily happening to every mouse, but that's the potency of even just a little service. So it shows how, what can happen. But like you say, it's very, very important. Yesterday, when we were driving by, we were talking about this satsanga, that we learn how to associate with each other. And that's the qualification of a madhyamika. And why Srila Prabhupada encourages us in Srimad Bhagavatam that one should rise from the Kanishtha Adhikari stage to the Madhyama Adhikari stage, because it's dangerous being a Kanishtha Adhikari. Why is it dangerous? Not that Chinese vocation, because by definition he doesn't know how to relate to Vaishnavas. And when you don't know how to relate to Vaishnavas, then you're likely to ignore them and not get the benefit that you should. You're likely to see material faults in them rather than just imagine. Sanatana Goswami came out of Jayakanda Forest and his body was all full of pus and so many other things. Did everyone embrace it like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And then someone with some material vision would say, oh, I'll stay far away from this person. But he was Sanatana Goswami. Why? Because of that externalism. So we need to develop better vision, quality vision, that will come as a Madhyamakta. And when we learn actually how to appreciate Vaishnavas, then we become a Vaishnava. Otherwise, actually, we're just a Vaishnavas. We're just a shadow of a Vaishnava. And then the potency may be like that. It can be like that. Certainly Srila Prabhupada had the ability of Lava Mantra. Just 1 second. Why didn't it all happen? Well, one reason is even if all the devotees were qualified, Srila Prabhupada was certainly qualified to immediately liberate everybody. Where would the Krishna consciousness movement be? All his preachers would be gone. 1 second we associate with Prabhupada, one goes back to God, and Prabhupada's alone again. And what happens to the preaching movement? So that's not how we're meant to be delivering everybody. But rather, everyone is meant to become a touchstone, lodestone. Touchstone is a controversy, what we call it now. Philosopher's stone, yes. Philosopher's stone, touchstone. Everyone's meant to become a touchstone, but it will take time. We have that association with Prabhupada at that moment, yes, Sarva Siddhi Bhava, it will come, but in the meantime, do your work, do your duty, give the opportunity to others, and then go back, come back to God. implicit in such spiritual statements are time, that things take time, even though it's possible in a second. But even if it happened in that second, it may only be visible in time, and if it didn't happen in that second, it will happen over a lifetime. But we need to, yes, we need to know how to appreciate the association of the words. Thomas, would you say something, as you had your hand up in the beginning, and then we concluded nine, right?
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful class. You were making a point repetitively of the rarity of attaining the training. We're all plugged in into this event, and there's a tendency to think that just by doing that, automatically we'll achieve training. But then I made a point that we should endeavor intensely to become qualified. I'm wondering if you could be more specific about what we should actually do to achieve the qualification to achieve training. And it's a big discussion, maybe in 1 minute we can do it.
It's what Karnataka was talking once about Vijayan Makopi. So he says, chanting Hare Krishna is the process. He says, but you can chant Hare Krishna for many lifetimes and still not get prema. You will not get that prema pun, even though it's a pun, even though it's already a gift, you will not get that wealth or that gift or that love if you don't make substantial effort to become freed from the offensive mentality. So one is to become free from offense, but then that's one thing. Then the other thing is to apply the teachings. Krishna speaking 700 verses to Arjuna, and he's giving him instructions. We need to apply those instructions. So we endeavor to apply those teachings to our lives in a very serious way. How to hear attentively, how to understand the many things that we hear, even simple, not simple things, even things like the creation of the universe. It's repeated over and over and over again in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because Krishna did it. It's a wonderful thing. We should be attentive. Unless we're really conscious of the process of creation, how can we, practice thinking of Krishna everywhere? We need to be able to have that type of meditation. But if we don't apply ourselves to the process of how it was Mahavishnu or Gaura Vishnu, how is Krishna everywhere, how is potencies everywhere, so it will neither purify our mind, nor will these subject matters push out all of those other things which are there, because our mind and hearts are full of so many other thoughts, so many other things that we've accumulated over many lifetimes. So we have to then fix our mind. For us, this is our samadhi. That in our service, in our chanting, in our reading, in applying ourselves, man mana bhava man bhakto, man mana, Krishna says, use your mind. You have to apply your mind. Because the more your mind becomes absorbed in Krishna, then you'll come to me. But we need to apply ourselves so that it's not just, yes, I joined this gun and then it's guaranteed. You join this gun means you join this gun and you do everything that Srila Prabhupada says that it's guaranteed. But we need to very, very seriously apply ourselves, and that emphasis on taking seriously the process of devotional service, despite the fact that it may be difficult. The process isn't difficult, but maybe for us it's difficult, because we're not such qualified people, because we have many, many bad habits. Making the effort. There was one class when Srila Prabhupada was and that was in Bhaktivedanta Manor, when Srila Prabhupada was giving class. and he said, you have to be perfect in order to go back to Godhead. And then the Buddha said, well, Prabhupada, what happens if you're only 99% perfect and 90%? He said, but if you're really sincere and if you work throughout that 90%, then you'll achieve a Amina Krishna power. And Prabhupada was getting up from the asana and the class, and he said, even 75%. And then someone said, Prabhupada got further down, he said, he went even lower down. In other words, as long as we're giving everything that we have, and that we try our best, and we're really trying according to our ability, then Krishna will listen to you. But we can't, it's not for lazy men. It has to be for very ambitious people, because it's a big ambition we have. One, to become Krishna conscious. So in Mumbai, Prabhupada said, I cheated you. I told you it was very easy, but actually this is a very, very high thing, this Krishna consciousness. We're shooting for things that even Lord Rama and Lord Shiva aspire after. So, but it's possible. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can make it possible. But we have to really get his grace. And for that, we at least have to try. Hare Krishna.